Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Stocks for Beginners quick tip. Essential lessons. Questions answered.
Risk management is crucial in investing. Keith Smith is a former Army engineer and a portfolio manager at Bonhoeffer Capital Management. In this quick tip, Keith describes how he manages risk like an engineer.
Obviously, engineers are very interested in managing risk. I mean, you don't want that plane falling out of the sky. How's your risk management been informed with your experience as an engineer in the Air Force?
I think the real aspect from the engineering perspective is just the approach. I mean, engineering, you're taught a lot about margin of safety. The other thing that I did when I was in the Air Force is I was working on a satellite that was designed to live through a nuclear war. And one of the departments that I worked in was sort of survivability, which in essence was the ability of basically the system to survive that. So you design a lot of margin in there. So basically what you're trying to do in terms of looking for investments, you're trying to look for investments that have a margin of safety. If things don't turn out the way you expect, you're not going to lose a lot of money. But if things do turn out the way you expect, you can get some really nice upside. And I think expanding out into looking at more growth opportunities and thinking about the scenarios of the upside has really sort of expanded beyond. Because when you look at companies in general, if you look at where the growth and value has happened in businesses, if you look, let's say, over 4 or 5 years, a lot of it can be re-rating of multiples. But if you look at 10, 20, 30 years, most of the growth is growth in the underlying value of the businesses. Multiples can re-rate. That's a one-time event. But if you look at the businesses that have just gone up and up and up over time, it's because they've been able to find a growth engine that's been able to be around for 20, 30 or more years. And where the big money can be made is where the market doesn't recognize that, where you can find a company that's growing, let's say, revenues at 20% a year, bottom line 20% plus 20 to 30% per year, but you're only seeing high single digits or low double digit multiples. And as long as you can feel comfortable with the growth profile that's going on there, it's a really interesting opportunity because the market a lot of times will just take a look at, okay, well, it's in a cyclical business and therefore, here's sort of the maximum price to earnings ratio that anybody should pay for. Well, that may be true, but there's an implicit assumption there that the business isn't going to grow or there's going to be small amounts of growth. If the business can generate a lot of growth, then that rule of thumb basically doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And that's where I think I'm finding a lot of opportunities now is basically in situations where you've got an internal generation of growth that's much higher than, let's say, what the overall market or other people in the business are. I mean, you can find those situations, and you need to make sure they're going to be sustainable over long periods of time. I think you can find some really interesting situations. And that's so, like, for example, one of the companies we found recently has been in sort of the auto dealership space. There's a company called Asbury Automotive that, in essence, right now, revenue's grown 20% per year. They have, an attainable way of doing that. Probably the bottom line will go higher than that. But again, the company's selling like in a high single-digit multiple. Now, clearly, if they get anywhere close to that kind of growth, the company's going to go up tremendously. But I think the other side of the story on that one is, okay, it's in the auto dealership business. People think the auto dealership business, it's somewhat capped. And you've got online competitors that are basically, you know, competing against them that may reduce the amount of a potential, you know, upside they've got. But what we found in a situation like Asbury is they've actually been able to incorporate online into their business model so they can take advantage of that growth too. So there's details of these types of things that you can find out in the market, which makes for some very interesting situations.
You referred to a high single-digit multiple and PE in that answer. Can you just explain what's going on there a little bit? Because this is really a traditional way of valuing companies, the PE ratio, which is also known as that valuation multiple. Just talk to us a little bit about that and just explain for beginners what's going on there.
Sure. So a traditional way to sort of value a business is just take a look at the price divided by the earnings. What really drives the value of a business is the growth that's associated with the business. And Benjamin Graham, who's like one of the early founders of security analysis, has done a lot of the early studies and wrote a lot about valuation of companies early on, has come up with a relatively straightforward formula that he's used by taking a look at long periods of data of, okay, what's a reasonable price to pay for a business? His formula is really 8.5 plus 2G, where G is the growth rate. So it's the sustainable cash flow growth rate over the next 7 years. So from that formula alone, you can sort of figure out the math. Okay, a zero growth company should probably sell for 8.5 times. A negative growth company should sell below that. So if you see a business out there that's selling for a 5 PE, what the market is really saying is they expect negative growth. Now, if they expect negative growth, it's not cheap. Now, where you can get a cheap situation is where, let's say you get a company, we talked about the one, let's say Asbury, 20% growth. Okay, let's be conservative. Let's say 15% growth over the next 7 years. Well, 15 times 2 is 30. The normal multiple should be 38.5, call it like 39 or 40. Okay, if it's selling at, you know, a high single digit multiple, that's a huge difference. And those are the kinds of things that we try and take a look at in just a real simple way for people to really sort of quantify, okay, there's a PE ratio out there, but it really needs to be tied to the growth of the underlying business and the cash flows going forward. And that's the simplest way I found. And Graham's done a great job of basically taking very complex formulas and making them simple.
If you found this podcast helpful, please tell a friend, especially if it's someone who needs to start thinking about investing for their future. You'll be helping them and helping me to keep this show on the road.
Stocks for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice, and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Stocks for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
And thank you for listening to my podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.